Welcome to Stand Out, for entrepreneurs and small businesses who want to stand out in their industry and grow their business. I am Diana from monogrampublishers.co.uk, and in this show, we'll explore how to increase authority, define your unique value proposition, and create products and services your audience will love. When I was 15 years old or so, my oldest sister gave me this book. And it was actually photocopies of her book bound together. She must have photocopied it at uni and then kind of put it together herself. I could tell she had read it already because I could see her notes and all her squiggles. And I remember feeling like this book was a very special thing, like I should really treasure it and keep it safe. And so I did. I kept it for years together with a lined notebook with all the notes I was making from reading this book. And to be honest, I probably still have it somewhere. Now, this book was published in the 90s, but it talked about an ancient practice aimed at unlocking all my creative potential. So obviously, I paid attention. The book gave a 12-week program aimed at all types of creatives, and it hinges on daily journaling. Now, at 15, in that moment of my life, this book came as a sort of therapist. In my family, we were going through some major upheaval. My parents were divorcing, and it was not very amicable, so I was essentially surrounded by chaos. The daily practice of journaling, explained in this book, really helped me cope and navigate this emotionally difficult time. In this episode, I want to share how this daily practice works, why it's so powerful, and how you can start seeing results in your own life through it. The book is The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron, and she calls this daily journaling practice the morning pages. How this works is every morning as you wake up, you write 3 pages of whatever comes to mind. There is no structure, no themes, nothing. You just write. The only rule is to fill 3 pages with your thoughts. It seems easy, but it takes a little effort to get used to waking up and writing these 3 pages first thing and also doing it every day. In the beginning, I didn't have much to write about, but then as I continued doing this every day, I started to notice that there was this constant nagging and often negative inner voice that had plenty of things to say and actually started to come out through these pages. The morning pages are meant to be a form of mental decluttering, a way to transfer the madness of thoughts, worries, ideas, and emotions from your mind onto the page. They are meant to precisely silence the inner critic's voice and clear the way to creativity, clarity, confidence, and a deeper connection with your intuition. The reason why this is so powerful is that because you are not stopping to correct, consider, or edit, you bypass the critical part of your mind and directly tap into your subconscious. And this is where the magic is. All the ideas, insights, and solutions are suddenly available to you. This method has created a movement. So many people know about this method and use it. And it goes beyond the benefits of tapping into your subconscious. If that wasn't enough already, it also builds new habits and a routine of self-care and self-reflection. And it gives you a specific time every day when you can tap into your creativity. At 15, journaling was a sanctuary, a time every day for me to connect with myself, find peace, find courage, and navigate the emotional chaos around me. It was about finding steadiness in my life. In the years after, when I continued to journal, it was about finding clarity, listening to my inner wisdom, and getting in touch with my creative potential. And I still use journaling, not necessarily in the same way the book outlines, but with the years, I have created my own way of using journaling for decision making, emotional management, and to clarify my project strategies. For those of you like me who don't have the time every morning to write 3 whole pages, there's another method popularized by Tim Ferriss, and it's called the 5-minute journal. I don't know about you, but when I hear 5 minutes, I'm like, yes, that's something I can definitely stick to. This 5-minute method is designed to enhance mindfulness, productivity, and happiness. And it goes like this. In the morning, you write three things you are grateful for. And this could be very simple, like I am grateful for my cat, or I am grateful for the sunny weather. I live in the UK and I have an elderly cat, so both of these gratitudes are on my daily list. What are you grateful for can be very simple, like the smell of coffee, or they can be really big, like grateful for your partner, your friends, your family, or for your health. Next, you answer, what would make today a great day? This could be finishing an important task, going for a walk, reaching out to a friend you haven't talked to in a while. Next, you write a daily affirmation, starting with I am. So, for example, I am open to the beauty and positivity all around me. Or, I am committed to learning and growing every day. Something like that. Then in the evening, you have another 5 minutes to reflect. Think about three amazing things that happened that day. And think about how the day could have been better. Think about the areas where you have control, like I could have been kinder to that lady at the post office, or I could have given that person that compliment that I kept quiet. So those two methods are quite popular. I would advise to use the one that fits with your lifestyle. But going back to the practice of daily writing or journaling, when we are writing, we are in a sort of meditation. I'm sure you can all relate to this. When we're immersed in an activity, we lose track of time and we're almost one with the task. We're so involved with what we're doing that the inner chatter is silent. We're almost in a suspended state. And during this state, we can explore ourselves better. It's a mirroring exercise where we can confront our deepest truths and fears and get crystal clear insights about what we want to do, what we truly care about, and what we should do next. And it's in this silent, heightened state that we can find the most clarity and creativity. I use journaling a lot for decision making. I often find myself pressured to make decisions. We are living in a time when everything is happening so fast. There is so much noise, so much overwhelm in social media. And I find that journaling helps me not rush, stop, and give myself the space to really analyze the situation, weigh in on my options, evaluate, think about scenarios and potential outcomes of one decision versus the other. And I also get real about how I feel about situations and how my emotions might be impacting those decisions. For me, it's a real tool for tackling life's challenges. It's also an excellent tool to create strategies in all areas of my life. I can really define my vision for the future. I can break it down into a sort of roadmap, and then I can set clear objectives for the year, the month, the week, and the day. So it helps me measure, monitor, and evaluate my actions compared to where I want to get to. And another way it helps me is in knowing myself better and my personal growth. Through the practice of journaling, I can see my patterns, behaviors, limiting beliefs, and habitual reactions. This helps me see my own pitfalls, where I might be sabotaging myself, or where I need to really look deep inside and face some perhaps uncomfortable truths. This helps me be the best version of myself at that time, and also to know that it will change and evolve in the future. Over the years, I have created a framework for journaling inspired by some of these other methods and transformed it to fit me. What I do is I try to wake up early when everybody's still sleeping, so I have the silence and peace. I also make sure to set aside 15 to 20 minutes in the morning. I make myself a coffee and create this super enjoyable moment. This makes journaling time feel super special and helps me keep it as a habit. I also try to ask empowering questions. So, for example, here are some ideas. What if I approached every challenge as an opportunity to grow? How can I turn my current obstacles into stepping stones for my success? What strengths do I possess that maybe I haven't fully used yet? How could I positively impact someone's life today? In what ways can I challenge myself to step out of my comfort zone today? What if the things that scare me are actually gateways to my greatest achievements? How can I reframe my failures as lessons for future successes? What actions can I take today that my future self will be thankful for? How can I make the most of the resources I currently have? What if I dedicated a small part of every day to pursuing my true passions? What is the one thing I could accomplish today that would move me closer to my goals? And then at night, before going to bed, you write a few other things. So starting with 5 things you are grateful for. Then 1 thing you could have done better that day. And then finally, 1 affirmation aimed at destroying your limiting beliefs. I would suggest to repeat the same affirmation for at least 2 weeks. This would really help embed it. For example, you might say, I possess the power to create change, and every step I take moves me closer to my goals. My potential is limitless. I am capable of achieving greatness beyond my current beliefs. I am worthy of success and happiness, and I release all doubts and fears that hold me back. I trust in my unique journey. Every experience shapes me into a more empowered and capable individual. Daily journaling is such an incredible and underestimated tool for personal and professional transformation, helping you tap into your inner wisdom, creativity, and intuition. It can be your personal therapist, helping you manage emotions and life's challenges. It can be your assistant in decision-making and strategic planning. This quiet moment of reflection helps you in self-knowledge and becoming a better version of yourself. It makes you happier, more creative, and more grateful. I really encourage you to take a pen and start journaling. Choose whichever method you like and start today. Place a notebook by your bed to remind you as soon as you wake up, and wake up 30 minutes before. Make your hot drink of choice and start. Commit to journaling for 1 month. You'll be amazed at the changes and how you'll have an incredible tool you can always tap into. I am so grateful to my sister for giving me those bound pages, especially my 15-year-old self, who was able to manage one of the most emotionally difficult moments in my young years and gave me a refuge I could go to whenever I needed to. No wonder I could feel it was special when my sister handed it to me. I intuitively knew it held an amazing secret that would be with me for years to come. I am always really amazed about how certain books can have such an impact on someone's life. I have so many books in this category. I call them the books that found me. And I remember each as a seminal point. I felt like these books were being sent to me at specific moments and when I needed them the most. Are there any books you feel have guided you? Any books that found you and helped transform you? Or just offered a new way of seeing things? I'd love to know. Thank you so much for joining me in this episode, and I'll catch you on the next one. Thanks for listening to Stand Out. Our podcast can be found in all the podcast platforms, and you can check out all the links and resources mentioned and catch up on all episodes at www.monogrampublishers.co.uk.